online and in person. And welcome to Ksuvos Zayin Amud Aleph. There are two topics that I'd like to hit today. I have confidence that we'll hit the first. I'm not so confident about the second. We'll see how that goes. If not, the second will fit into what I hope to do next week on Zayin Amud Beis anyway. What I want to talk about was the first item that I included in the Mar Makomos that I sent out Matzai Shabbos, which is Bia Rishona on Yom Tov and the concept of Mitoch. I apologize right now because today is Friday and I prepared this year on Tuesday. The result of that gap in between is that I may not remember everything as sharply as I knew it. I sent the time-delayed email with the source sheets for a day later, just thinking, well, that'll keep it a little bit in my head, a little bit more, maybe I'll think of something between now and then. I hope I still can get this straight, because I found Mitoch to be a fascinating, fascinating topic. Years ago, when I gave the Thursday night base this year, I spent a few weeks on Mitoch there. And I re-examined that and completely rewrote what I had thought back then. But we'll see how I feel about it now. We're in the middle of the discussion in the Gemara regarding Bia Rishona on Shabbos. And then, suddenly, a connection to Yom Tov. And the Gemara says that Rav Yehuda permitted Bia Rishona on Yom Tov. He allowed initial Bia on Yom Tov, and then Rav Papi quotes Rava, saying that Rav Yehuda also permitted it for Shabbos. It wasn't a unique rule for Yom Tov. I allow it on Yom Tov. I don't allow it on Shabbos. He allowed it on Shabbos as well. He only wrote it regarding Yom Tov because that was the case that came in front of him. That's the Gemara that leads up to where we are now. So take a look at Source Aleph, please, on your sheet, and you see where we begin. Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Amar B'Yom Tov Shari B'Shabbos Asur. Rav Papa quotes Rava saying that Bia Rishona is mutter on Yom Tov. It is not mutter on Shabbos. That's the statement. So Amalei Rav Papi la Rav Papa. Rav Papi asks Rav Papa, and yes, that is designed to be confusing, I think. Rav Papi asks Rav Papa. We don't get like with Malchiyah and Malchiyah, where the Gemara gives you, you know, neat mnemonics to remember. That nothing like that for Rav Papi and Rav Papa. You just got to deal. So Rav Papi asks Rav Papa, "My daitach, what is your view? Why would it be mutter on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos? Mitoch shehutra chabur letzorech hutra nami shalo letzorech. Are you invoking the principle of mitoch to say that creating a wound is permitted for the sake of necessity on Yom Tov, specifically as Rashi says for Shechita? You're allowed to perform chabura. I'm not going to get into the whole discussion. Netilas neshama, that was already ably handled in earlier shiurim. Are you going to say that since we're allowed to wound for the sake of tzarech, for need, on Yom Tov, therefore also you're allowed shalo letzarech? Ela me'ata, if that's true, mutter lasos mugmer b'yom tov. You should be allowed to create a mugmer on Yom Tov. So without going into too much regarding mugmer was a setup in which you had coals and you would put spices on the coals and they created a nice aroma and you would use it to infuse the aroma into clothing and the like. So he says you'd be allowed to do that on Yom Tov. You're allowed to also, you know, increase a flame on Yom Tov for the sake of tzarech, so too, shalo letzarech. The idea here being, you're allowed to do these things for the sake of food, therefore you're allowed to do these things when it's also not for the sake of food. So is your argument to say that that's allowed for bia, then you should also use it to allow mugmar. That's his challenge. Yes, Moshi.
Why is it so obvious that you
can't? So, excellent question. Why not say yes? I agree with Bia Rishona and I agree with Mugmar. Let's do that. Why can't I do that? So, hang on to the question. That's the question that Rav Papi puts, to Rav Papa. Amar Lei, to which Rav Papa responds, there is a difference. Alecha Amar Kra, the Torah says, Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'osel lachem, only that which is eaten by kol nefesh, by everybody. That's what you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Davar hashava l'chol nefesh. It has to be something that is for everybody. something that everybody would want. And the Gemara goes into, what about shechting a deer? That's not shava l'chol nefesh. And the answer is, yes, it is, because it's food. Fine. So our first question on this Gemara, I'm going to end up with five questions. The first question I have is, we dropped mitoch in answering mugmar, right? That was our answer, right? Our answer effectively was, we don't do mugmar. We do allow bia. And our reason is because, not because mitoch should apply to one and not apply to the other, but rather because of ochel nefesh, right? He didn't say mitoch applies to bia. Mitoch does not apply to mugmar. That's not what he said. He said, because I have a pasuk in the Torah from which I know ochel nefesh, achashay achel ochel nefesh, and that pasuk only applies to this and not to that. Right? Ochel nefesh only applies to bia rishona, right? You know, pasach be mitoch, v'siyem ba ochel nefesh. You started out by saying the reason, he didn't say it, Rav Papa didn't say that. Rav Papi said, I assume you permit bia rishona because of mitoch. If that's true, you should also permit mugmar. And his answer was, I permit bia rishona because of ochel nefesh. And ochel nefesh will not apply to mugmar. Sleight of hand. So that's going to be the question. Is mitoch part of ochel nefesh? Where does mitoch come from? What is mitoch? It doesn't seem like it's part of ochel nefesh, right? As Yehuda says, it doesn't seem like it's part of ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh means, the Torah says, it's an explicit pasuk, on Yom Tov you're allowed to do what you need for the sake of food. I have a separate principle, which the Gemara in Beitza likes to talk about, which says, since you're allowed to do things litzorech, which we call tzorech ochel nefesh right now, therefore, you're allowed to do it if it's not litzorech, not for ochel nefesh. What that means also, we're going to have to define better, which tzorech is okay, which tzorech is not okay, or which non-tzorech is okay, effectively. But on the face of it, they're two different things. And that's, you know, how did you just make that leap? He asked you about mitoch. He didn't ask you about ochel nefesh. You came in and approached with ochel nefesh. Why not use mitoch? Why not apply mitoch? You never answered that question. You told me why ochel nefesh doesn't apply to mugmar, because it's not shava l'chol nefesh. Okay, so it's not shava l'chol nefesh. So it isn't tzorech. But isn't that what mitoch was made for? That's our fundamental problem on this Gemara, is what happened to mitoch? Mitoch went missing. We need a search party to go out and look for mitoch. Where did mitoch just disappear from the framework of the Gemara? You went to ochel nefesh. He didn't ask you about ochel nefesh. He asked you about mitoch. Clear? I hope. Right? For those who came in late, I prepared this on Tuesday. Today's Friday. The result of that is I may be lost in the shir. So if something doesn't make sense to you, odds are there's a reason for that, and you should ask. It seems like mitoch just disappeared, and I don't understand why.
There are two possibilities to answer that question, essentially, that either mitoch has to be something that's directly related to ochel nefesh, or that is he's completely saying it's not even relevant to discuss that question altogether, then we'll talk about something else.
Right, so I'm going to end up going with approach number one. I just have to get there. Okay. So, introduction. And really, we sort of started on this with my answer to Moshe before. What exactly is the heter of ochel nefesh? So it's a pasuk in Parshas Bo. Right? is the pasuk, and it permits many malachos involved in preparing food. If you take a look, for example, Shabbos Kuflam and Zayin Amud Beis, you have a discussion of ochel nefesh. They discuss it in Beitza, Chafalaf Amud Aleph, Chafalaf Amud Beis. They talk about which nefesh is included. What about someone who isn't Jewish, for whom it's not a Yom Tov meal? Are you allowed to do something for him? What about taking care of animals that rely on you? And what's your ability under ochel nefesh for that? Here though, we limit ochel nefesh to food that everybody eats. There's much more to be said about ochel nefesh. We could discuss machshirei ochel nefesh. Like, there's a world of ochel nefesh to discuss, but not for right now. What is the heter of mitoch? So there is a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, which emerges from the Gemara in Beitza Daf Yud Beis. If you take a look at source base, Mishnah says, Beishamay omrim ein motzi en loas hakatan v'loas halula v'loas sefer Torah l'rishus ha-rabin. Beishamay says, on Yom Tov, you are not allowed to carry a kid through Rishus HaRabin. You are not allowed to carry a lulav through Rishus HaRabin. You're not allowed to carry a Sefer Torah through Rishus HaRabin. Or Beisel Amatirin, and Beisel says, yeah, you can do it, go ahead. Yeah, the person who, you know, asked the Shaila goes up to Beishamay, says, no, and he goes up to Beisel. Beisel says, sure, go ahead, absolutely. Not a problem. That's the Mishnah. As Rashi says, Beishamay believes, unless it is for eating, you are not to transport it through Rishus HaRabin on Yom Tov. So the Gemara wants to know what exactly is this machlokas based Hillel Beishamay about, and it gives us two approaches. First approach, Gemara. Tani Tana Kamedra of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, it was taught in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Hashochet Olas Nidava B'Yom Tov Loke. The way we frame this question of what Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are discussing is in terms of the halacha of shechting a karban ola on Yom Tov. An olas nedava is not going to be eaten by anybody. It is a karban ola. It's going to be burned entirely on the Mizbeach. You have a karban ola to bring voluntarily as a nedava. Are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi has somebody, well, not Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, somebody in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says, absolutely not. That's Malkos. It's not Ochel Nefesh. Right? You're not eating it. So therefore, you're not allowed to shecht, you know, you shecht the korban tzibur, because the Torah says to, but your own ola, wait till tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. Don't do it on Yom Tov. Amar Lei, the Amar Lachmani. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi replies and says, who's your source for that? Saying that there's Malkos. Beishamai hi, that's Beishamai. Da amri lo amrina mitov shehutra hotza letzarech, hotanami shalo letzarech. That's Beishamai's view. Because Beishamai doesn't believe in mitoch, as seen in our Mishnah. They didn't allow transport of lulav kid, sefer Torah, because it's not ochel nefesh, because they don't believe in mitoch. Di Beis Hillel, because if you ask Beis Hillel, ha amri mitoch shehutra hotza letzarech, hotanami shalo letzarech. Beis Hillel believes in mitoch. That should also permit the karban ola. Beis Hillel would seem to disagree with your ruling. Are we clear on that? Understood? Beis Hillel seems to believe in mitoch. Look at our Mishnah. That's the question that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi asks. He says, I would think that Beis Hillel accepts mitoch, and therefore you should be able to shech the olas nedava. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi's position. To which Maskif La Rabba. So right now, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi has told us that our Mishnah's debate is a mitoch debate. Beis Shammai says, I don't buy mitoch, and therefore you can't transport the kid. Beis Hillel says, I do believe in mitoch, therefore you may transport the kid. However, Rabba says no. Maskif La Rabba. Who says that that's the debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Dilma be'eruv v'hotza'a l'shabbos, ve'ein eruv v'hotza'a l'yom tov k'miflagi. Maybe they're having an entirely different debate about whether there is an iser hotza'a on Yom Tov. In other words, neither of them agrees with mitoch. Beis Hillel's rationale for allowing you to transport the kid, the lulav of the Sefer Torah, is not about mitoch. It's because he thinks hotza'a is mutter on Yom Tov. That's all. But there is no mitoch, and since there's no mitoch, he will agree you can't shech the karbanola. That ostensibly would be his position. The Marsavar Erevot Tzal, Shabbos Erevot Tzal, Yom Tov. Beis Shammai says there is such a law as Erev for Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Marsavar Erevot Tzal, Shabbos Erevot Tzal, Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel says no. Why would Beis Hillel say the law of Hotza doesn't apply on Yom Tov? It's one of the 39 malachos. Why should it not apply on Yom Tov? Kiddichsiv, because the Torah says, "V'lo sotziu masami batechem b'yom haShabbos." Well, Torah, Tanakh says, "You shall not transport a masa, a burden, from your houses on Shabbos." Taking Shabbos in the most narrow sense, not Shabbos as a day when Malacha is us or a day of Shvisa or whatever, right? Mimacharas haShabbos, but taking it very narrowly, that means Saturday, Friday night also. B'Shabbos in b'yom tov lo. It's only Shabbos to do Hotzah. You are allowed to do Hotzah on Yom Tov. That's Rabba's response. There is no such thing as Mitoch. That wasn't the debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The debate was a completely different debate about whether Hotzah is Usser or Mutter on Yom Tov. To which Rabbi Yosef says, seriously? Is that really what you're thinking? It's then tell me something. Why is it that Beis Hillel's examples were all Sorech-oriented examples in that Mishnah, right? Kid, Lulav, Sefer Torah. If you want to tell me that there's no Isser Hotzah, you should have mentioned I could take stones out on Yom Tov, which have zero justification whatsoever. Maskev lo Reb Yosef. Elameata liflegu ba'avanim. Reb Yosef says, in that case, the machlokas in the Mishnah should have been about carrying rocks. That should have been the debate. Elamidilo miflegi ba'avanim shmamina ba'otzah shelo litzarech pligi. From the fact that that wasn't their machlokas, that shows me that their machlokas is not regarding whether you believe that there's Isser Hotzah or not. That's not it. Beis Hillel believes there is an Isser Hotzah. Beis Hillel would not permit you to transport stones. The only question is whether he believes in Mitoch. What we know is what Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi first understood the Mishnah to be about. It is a debate about Mitoch. That's the that's one way to read the Gemara. That's the way that Rashi reads the Gemara. Meaning there are two ways to read Rav Yosef. Rashi's read of Rav Yosef is that he's saying if Beis Hillel believes there's no Isser Hotzah, then why not mention carrying stones? And Beis Hillel says there is an Isser Hotzah, and Mitoch is what allows me to carry certain things and not other things. In other words, Rashi believes, and this is our Girsa, we're going to bring Tosfos, who has a different edition, but our edition of it, Mitoch is a biblical principle that allows me to do things without Tzarech Ochel Nefesh, although, parenthetically, rabbinically, we may add a requirement of tzorech. That's a separate layer. In which case, I have question number two, right? Question number one that I had was on our Gemara in Ksuvos. What happened to Mitoch? Why did you just jump to Ochel Nefesh? Question number two is, where did this principle of Mitoch come from? You just talk about it as a thing, right? We just put it out there. I needed a pasuk to tell me that Hotzah might not apply on Yom Tov. I didn't need a pasuk to support Mitoch. Mitoch just suddenly shows up fully formed. Where did Mitoch come from? So that's the second question that we have to deal with. Tosfos has two objections to Rashi's read of our Gemara. And it's Tosfos in Beitza in source Dalet. He says, Vikasha, this is a problem. Chada de amrinam bipsachim ha'ofim yom tov l'chol loke. We have a Gemara in Pesachim which says that if today is Yom Tov, and I bake bread on Yom Tov, that is not meant for my consumption on Yom Tov. It is meant for my consumption the next day. Malkos. There are lashes. V'lo amrinan mitoch. No one says, hey, mitoch, therefore you're allowed to do it. If you believe in mitoch, if that's really your conclusion, that Beis Hillel believes in mitoch, there should be no lashes for that. And he says, "Afilu l'rabba d'lo laki." And granted that there is a view in the Gemara that there are no malkos, that's Rabba's view. That's for a different reason. That's because he believes ho'olu mikli urchim, because guests could show up, and then you end up using it today. So therefore, we're not going to give you lashes. You baked it for today. You think you baked it for tomorrow. You really baked it for today. Ah, nobody showed up. Oh, okay, so we'll use it tomorrow. But you baked it for today. That's the. That's Rabba's line. But bottom line is, nobody says, oh, there are no Malkos, we believe in Mitoch. Why didn't anybody invoke Mitoch there if you really believe that Mitoch is a thing? Clear? Yeah, but why would there be a limit of tomorrow? Today, not tomorrow.
Why would there be a limit
for? Oh, you're saying if we believe that the operating principle is mitoch. Yes, you're right. So hang in there for Tosfos. You're right. It's true.
The operating principle is mitoch. Stones is only allowed.
Yes. So yeah, we'll hang in there because Tosfos is going to basically accept that. Wait, I just want to go in order, Stephen.
The mechanics of Mitoch are such that you do it on, it allows for something on Yom Tov, Dabka on Yom Tov. If your intention is that it's not for Yom Tov, then doesn't that void the entire mechanics?
So in other words, what you're saying is, what I think Moshe is trying to say as well, that Mitoch has its limits.
Right. Mitoch is
a even if you believe in Mitoch, it's not going to allow you to prepare something for tomorrow.
Right.
So hang in there. Hang in there with that idea. Yeah. Ravazi. So again, you're all three are saying the same thing. Maybe the answer is that mitoch won't work for this. But hang in there. The other problem Tosfos has is it doesn't fit his girsa. V'yo demoche girsa sasfarim. Rashi is going against the girsa of the sfarim. What is the girsa of the sfarim? So Tosfos' edition of this is different altogether. If you take a look at source Hey, the way Tosfos has the girsa is that the challenge to Beis Hillel is not about does Beis Hillel believe in Hotza'ah or not. The challenge to Beis Hillel is does Beis Hillel believe in Mitoch or not. That's the way to read it. He says, "L'chei nira de farish de garsin and kigirsas hasfarim." We read it our way, in which the Gemara says, "Ela me'ata." If that's really true, if you really believe that it's mitoch, hotzi avadim lebeis hillel hachanami de lo mechayev pirish midaraisa malkos. Then according to Beis Hillel, in the event that somebody transports stones, he should not receive biblical malkos. If that's true, then they should have mentioned stones in the Mishnah, not just Sefer Torah, Lulav, and Child. Etc. And here's the part that I bolded. This is the part where Tosfos, I think, is clearest. Tosfos says, V'davka behotzah sheyesh batzorech yom tov k'tzas amrinan mitoch shehutra letzorech yom tov. It is specifically where you have hotzah that has some Yom Tov need to it, as opposed to the baking for tomorrow. Where you have some Yom Tov purpose for this action, that's where we're going to apply mitoch. D'chol ochal nefesh mutar hutra mitoch shehutra, it's where I ended my bold, so the phrase continues. So I'll start from the beginning of the bold. V'davka b'otzah sheyesh batzarech yom tov k'tzas amrina mitoch shehutra letzarech yom tov d'chol ochal nefesh mutar hutra nami shalo letzarech ochal nefesh. We say specifically where there is a yom tov need, that's where we say that since it was permitted for tzarech yom tov, because ochal nefesh is permitted, therefore we'll also allow it if it's not for ochal nefesh. Hoel v'ika tzarech miktas sheyesh tzarech yom tov, because there is some tzarech yom tov. But if there's no tzarech yom tov at all, it certainly is biblically prohibited. And he gives you the example of ofen miyom tov l'chol, baking for chol. That's the way that Tosos reads it. Mitoch only removes the iser for that which is tzarech k'tzas. Mitoch is not going to permit you to bake for chol. And the same thing was seen in Tosos on our sugya. If you take a look at source Vav. Mitoch shutra letzarech. Pirish letzarech ochal nefesh. Hutra nami shalo letzarech ochal nefesh. Ubilvad sheyehe tzorech hanoas hayom o tzorech kiyum mitzvah be yom tov. It has to have some benefit for the day. Some kind of kiyum mitzvah, something has to be involved. What exactly constitutes that? So I jump back to source Hey, where he brings you a couple of examples of it. He brings you Rabbeinu Hananel, first of all. It's at the end of that Tosfos. If you take a look at that Tosfos, the fifth line that I brought you, the middle of the line, Kigon Katan, he says, Kigon Katan Lamulo, like taking a kid for a bris milah. Da mitzvah nikreis tzarech yom tov. So in other words, when it says transporting a katan in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean transporting a katan stam. It means transporting a katan so that he can have a bris. So that's tzorech mitzvah. V'lulav latzeis bo. Sefer Torah likros bo. V'chein pirish Rabbeinu Hananel. That's one idea. Rabbeinu Hananel thinks that it has to be a tzorech mitzvah. Tosfos himself rejects that. Avolesa leperushan. Tosfos says, no, it's not true. D'labdavka katan lamulo. It's not just to give the kid a bris. Who would then shalola mulo deshari gam tiul? It's fine even if it's not for the sake of a bris. Just you want to take the kid out for a walk. The ha'ash chanami the misachin bakadur. Ha! He says you can play basketball. Go figure. We don't pasken like Tosfos. He says you could play with a ball. Shekarin plata falaz biyom tov v'rishus harabim afagav deleka ela tiul. Even though it's the same thing as strolling, nonetheless he says you're allowed to play with a ball on Yom Tov. Ve'im tomar, and if he, and then he says, that was one example of the tzarech discussion. Any tzarech works, even strolling, even playing with a ball, he's willing to include. No, this is Yom Tov. This is all Yom Tov. Yeah, this is only Yom Tov. Ve'im tomar, he says, you might ask, ha-shochet ola matzarech yesh lo ba? What about the shochet ola case? What's the tzarech for the karban ola? So it's very interesting. He doesn't just say, well, mitzvah and you're done. He gets a little bit poetic. Yesh lomar dehachanami ke simchas yom tov shalei shulchan chamalei v'shulchan rabcha reikon. It's simchas yom tov. You don't want to have your table full and the table of your master empty. So you want to make sure that there are karbanos for Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's a good enough tzorech for your yom tov. It is. It gives you joy. So what emerges is...
Isn't that all
this? No, it's not all this nedava.
Why?
It is a mitzvah on Yom Tov, but he doesn't think it needs to be a mitzvah of Yom Tov. He's putting it under simcha. That's what he wrote explicitly. He said, "The hachanami ika simcha
Yom Tov." That's why I don't know. It's
almost nedava because
there's a mitzvah
between. Yeah. Pure. Well, good. Then there's a reason for you to be here today. You get nothing else out of this year. You got that. So now what emerges here is this. Mitoch, according to Rashi, permits without a tzorech, right? Other than maybe on a derabbanan level, but on a deraisa level, hotzah is going to work even without a tzorech. And according to Tosfos, it permits only with tzorech yom tov. So I now have three questions, which I summarized on the sheet, right, in Zion. Number one, why didn't we use mitoch for bia rishona? Why did we jump from mitoch to ochal nefesh? Number two, within Rashi and really within Tosfos also, I suppose, what is the source for this whole mitoch concept? And number three, within Tosfos, that there has to be some kind of a tzorech. Who invented that? Which word in hutra nami shalo letzorech did Tosfos not understand? It's permitted without a tzorech. What does that mean? No, but there is a tzorech. So I now have three problems, two more to go, courtesy of the Rambam. Take a look, please, at source Ches, where the Rambam is going to thoroughly confuse us in Hilchas Yom Tov. The Rambam says there's a distinction to be made between malachos and hotza'ah and havara. Regular malachos and transport and communicating a flame, increasing a flame. I don't want to just say kindling a flame, because that gets into the other question of lighting a flame from scratch, which we're not getting into the discussion of. Kol malacha shechayavin alea b'Shabbos. Any malacha that's not allowed on Shabbos, im asa osa b'yom tov shalo letzarech achila loka. Biblical lashes in the event that someone does it outside of the framework of doing it for food. Chutz min ha-hotza merishus lerishus v'ha-havara, except for transport and havara. Since we allow hotza and yom tov for eating, therefore we allow hotza that's not for eating. He doesn't mention lulav. For some reason, he throws in keys instead. He says, therefore, you're allowed to transport these things from Rishus to Rishus on Yom Tov, v'chemutter lahavir, afapishen letzarech achila, you can light a fire, whatever exists, light from an existing flame, even though it's not for the sake of achila. So, hotza and havara do not need any tzorech achila. Sha'ar malachos, other malachos, gets more confusing. Kol sheyesh bo tzarech achila mutter. If it has a tzarech achila, it is mutter like shchita, afia, baking, lisha, kneading dough, v'chayotzei bohen. V'chol she'ein bohen tzarech achila, aser. And if it doesn't have tzarech achila, then it's aser. Kigon, ksiva, writing, ariga, weaving, binyan, building, v'chayotzei bohen. Does anybody understand this Rambam? What in the world did he just do? The end part. I'm stuck on the beginning, and I forget the ending.
The beginning part actually seemed like he actually added all three categories of Latzara and Mamash versus partially Latzara versus potentially not Latzara at all. It says all three of those work because of Bar and Hotel would be okay.
Let me go back here. All right. I mean, the beginning, the ending, I don't know. But number one, where's his precedent for distinguishing Hotzah and Havar from everything else? That's problem number one. Problem number two, he's defining malachos not based on the act in front of me, but based on the overall malacha. Meaning, what would the Rambam say in the event that you wanted to do baking for tomorrow? Right? Afia l'chol. What would the Rambam say? The Rambam wrote, Kol sheyesh bo tzerech achila mutter, kigon, shchita afia lisha v'chayotzei b'en. That sounds like all baking is fine. He didn't say anything about this act. Baking in general is fine. And on the other hand, if you had a case in which, I don't know your case, writing was l'tzarech achila, he would say usher. Yeah, I don't know, maybe. I mean, we do have limitations on ochel nefesh, but I don't even know what he's talking about here. I don't know what he's talking about. What did the Rambam do? The Rambam, essentially, what he's doing, to summarize, is saying that in general malachos, to flip the order in the Rambam, general malachos, malachos that are tzarech achila in general are mutter, malachos that are not tzarech achila in general are asur, and then there's hotzah and havara, and their mitoch works. Right? The Magid Mishnah actually says, if you take a look at source test, regarding hotzah and havara, Pirish Rashi Zal, the Dvar Torah muteres legamri b'chol davar. That biblically, Hotzah and Havara, according to the Rambam, are permitted entirely. No issue. Just that, we have a separate issue, Dirabana and Tircha, fine. But, you know, he says the Rambam is following Rashi in his Hotzah and Havara thing, and there's no need for any Tzorech at all. I don't understand. The Rambam does not fit Rosh. Yeah, Roger.
I just want to make sure I understood what you were saying just a minute ago.
Yeah.
If you had some sort of ariga or binyan that was for ochel nefesh, you're thinking that Rambam would say that's mutter?
No. I think he would say usher. I think the Rambam has discarded ochel nefesh as a criteria.
Oh, you're saying, I'm saying the opposite. You're saying if it's a food malacha.
Exactly.
Shita fi Elisha.
Yes. It's about the type of malacha, not about the act at hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yes, except then why did he give me names of malachos instead of particular activities? By giving me names of malachos, it sounds like he's saying all shchita is fine, all afia is fine, all lisha is fine, all ksiva is no good, all ariga is no good, all binyan is no good. I would be happier with your explanation,
you
I just don't think it fits his words. No, why couldn't he have said, without giving me these illustrations, Kol sheyesh bo tzorech achila mutter, kol sheyein bahem tzorech achila asur?
Because there's unique quality of Hotzah and Havara, and you can do them even if it's not for eating at all.
No, I'm not in the Hotzah and Havara, I'm in these last two lines.
So why does he separate between...
Why does he say, Sha'ar malachos, if they are shchita, afia, lisha, then they're mutter, if they are ksiva, ariga, binyan, they're asur? Why doesn't he say, he didn't need the examples. He should have just said, any malacha that you do that's not hotza and havara, if it has tzarech achila is mutter, if it doesn't have tzarech achila is asr. Then I would have said, the Rambam believes in ochel nefesh, the Rambam does not believe in mitoch, and I go home. That's not what he's saying.
So we say about tchina, going back to
it. Yeah. What would he say about tchina? I mean, I think he would say it has achila connected
right.
to it. I think he would say that. It's very hard for me to understand what the Rambam is doing. He doesn't fit Rashi, right? He doesn't fit Rashi because the Rambam, when he talks about Hotzah, the Rambam sounds like when it comes to Hotzah, he's going to require some kind of tzorech. He didn't mention rocks. Right? He mentioned keys. He mentioned Sefer Torah. He mentioned Katan. He didn't mention rocks. It sounds like he is going to... I'm sorry? No, it sounds like he's not quite like Rashi. And he might accept Mitoch for other malachos. I don't really know. He didn't say. He doesn't fit Tosfos, because Tosfos required Tzarech Tzas for all malachos. So I don't know what Rambam is doing. So the Magid Mishnah tries to help us out. He says, indeed, the Rambam thinks it's about type of malacha and not about the particular action at the moment. He says, if you take a look at source Yud, he says, "Hamachuvan etzli b'das Rabbeinu kachu." This is what I think the Rambam means. Malacha shechayav and alea b'shabbos va'osa malacha he shalol letzarech achila, a malacha for which one will be liable on Shabbos, which is not for the sake of eating. Im asa osa b'yom tov loka, does it on Yom Tov, he gets malchus, except hotzah v'havara, except hotzah and havara. Sha'av api she'en on letzarech achila in a loka, no malchus for hotzah and havara, even if you do them shalol letzarech achila. Hotzah and havara are different. That's what he says. He's going to explain why in a moment. Upirish malacha shishalo letzarech achila nisbar b'divrei Rabbeinu shekoleil kol malacha she'enin aseis ba'achila u'shesia. And when the Rambam says malachos that are not normally involving food, what that means is any malacha that is not done for eating and drinking, meaning as a type of malacha. Writing is normally not for eating and drinking. Therefore, all writing is not going to be allowed. Even if your writing is for eating and drinking. He spells it out. He says, first of all, hotzah and havara. V'imkein, hayim en adin shiyu havara v'hotzah nesarin kmo ksiva v'ariga. Really, lighting a fire, transport, should be just as usur as writing and weaving. Ela shemitoch shehutru letzarech achila, hutru sholo letzarech. But the Rambam, he says, believes in mitoch. Sorry? Yeah. V'nira tam l'shnei elu, and he says, I'll tell you why. Ha'utzah l'fisha af hi ba'ochel u'mashke. Because transporting, you transport food. That happens. People transport food. V'av apishi b'dvar macherim, and even though people also transport non-food, amrinan mitoch, you can imply mitoch to ha'utzah. Ha'utzah is a food action. The havara avapi she'ena ba'ochlin u'mashkin, granted that lighting a fire, you don't light the food on fire, right, if you're a good cook, unless it's like flambe. Nonetheless, ksiv lo svaru eish b'chol moshoseichem b'yom ha-shabbos, he quotes the Yerushalmi, which says, don't kindle a flame in all of your dwellings on Shabbos, b'shabbos hu da'asar ha-b'yom tov shari. Where he gets that from is source Yid Aleph, the Yerushalmi, and Beitza Perek. Hey, b'shabbos in et ha-mavir ha-mavirat b'yom tov. So the Rambam is saying, havara is different because it's really only about Shabbos. V'chein darshu l'fisha b'yom ha-shabbos miyusarhu. The words b'yom ha-shabbos are extra. Da b'shabbos mayri k'ra le'el mineh, because that pasuk was in context talking about Shabbos already anyway. V'hayadai b'amar lo svar reish b'chol moshe v'seichem. I could have just said that. So therefore, hotza'ah is about transporting food. Therefore, hotza'ah is okay for mitoch. Havara shouldn't apply on Shabbos at all. Lo svar reish b'chol moshe v'seichem b'yom ha-shabbos. So therefore, we're good with it. Apparently with mitoch, although I don't know why he needs mitoch at this point. Because now you just told me havara doesn't even apply on Yom Tov. Alright. Aval sha'ar malachos, and then the other malachos, she'en letzerach achila, which are not eating malachos. Ksiva, harisa, ariga, binyan, afilu asan la'achila loke. Even if you write for the sake of eating, your recipe case or whatever, malchos. No way. We're never permitting these malachos. Ush'ara malachos shehen ba'achila, and the other malachos that are for eating, kion shchita ba'afia, shechting, baking, afilo asan shalo la'ochlan, even if you do it for a non-eating purpose, eino loka. No malchos, says the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says, the Rambam has decided that we go based on type of malacha. By the way, the Magid Mishnah notes for you, I think it's the Magid Mishnah who notes for you, but it might have been elsewhere. Source Yud Beis, the Mishnah in Beitza, in which we say, Osa adam medura umischamim kinegda. You're allowed to make a fire in order to warm yourself by it. So that's evidence that Havara is fine on Yom Tov, even though it's not for eating. Yeah. So I'm not going there. I had that in my notes originally and then decided I'm not going there. It's too far afield because it gets into Ochal Nefesh and what exactly that constitutes and so on. It's a good question. It's not for right now. So I have a lot of problems with the Magid Mishnah's approach. Primarily, the fact that the Rambam really doesn't seem to believe in Mitoch the way the Gemara does. Right? I mean, first, the Gemara did not distinguish between malachos based on type, but based on the particular action at hand. What you are doing right now, is that tzarech or is it not? The Gemara did not seem to talk about types of malacha. Second, the Rambam invoked mitoch for hotza'ah and possibly for havara, which is weird, right? Because regarding hotza'ah, the Beis Hillel did not permit moving stones. Right? Beis Hillel did not allow the stones in the Mishnah. And the Rishalmi for havara said there's no istur, so who needs mitoch at all? So, I don't understand the Magid Mishnah. Lo and behold, in Source Yud Gimel, I found a note from a Mordechai Kornfeld in the Kol Iyun Hadaf, who says, I have a different approach. And this goes back to where Moshe was in the beginning of Shir. Maybe the Rambam agrees with Rabbah that there's no such thing as mitoch. And he's just borrowing the terminology. Take a look. He says in Source Yud Gimel, it is possible that the Rambam does not mean that these two malachos are permitted because of the principle of mitoch. That's not what he's saying. Rather, the Rambam's intention may be to rule like the opinion in the Gemara here, which suggests that ein hotzah b'yom tov. There is no prohibition whatsoever of hotzah, parentheses, and havara, sipsach ne'am and beis, on yom tov. The Rambam merely borrows the term mitoch from the Gemara, but the heter is not because of the principle of mitoch, but because there is no prohibition at all on Yom Tov, and it gives you another example of it, Hilchos Isurei Biyah, where the Rambam borrows a term from the Gemara and uses it in a different way.
Yeah, but the Gemara presents it as it's either this or that, and it's that with this.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's either mitoch or there's no mitzvah. It is mitzvah and it is the word mitoch. Like,
yeah, isn't it? No. No, I don't think this can be less clear. I do see support for this read of the Rambam from his view regarding heating up water. Right? The Mishnah in Beitza Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, it's Mishnah in Perek Beis, says Beis Hillel allows you to heat up water for bathing and lighting a bonfire for warming, right? That's the Mishnah that I brought you in Source Yud Beis. Right, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to heat up water for your feet unless you can drink the water, and Beis Hillel says no, you're allowed to heat up the water and you're allowed to do the bonfire. That's what the Mishnah there says. The Rashba says on that Mishnah that Beis Hillel permits it because of mitoch. That's why Beis Hillel allows me to light the bonfire. That's why he allows me to heat up the water for my feet as well. But then look at the Rambam in Source Yud Daled. This is great. The Rambam writes, you're allowed to bathe on Yom Tov. That's like eating and drinking. Because of Ochel Nefesh. He doesn't say mitoch. He says Ochel Nefesh. Right? And so on. The Rambam is willing to make it Ochel Nefesh. So, now I have question 4. If the Rambam doesn't believe in mitoch, then why does the Rambam use that language in Hilchos Yom Tov? And why did he use it in the Parish of Mishnayos? Look at Source Tesvav. On our Mishnah, Ein Motzin Es HaKadim Es Olu V'Chol Adoma Lahen, Beis Hillel Omrim, Mitoch Shehutra Hotzah Letzarech Achila, Hutra Shelo Letzarech. If the Rambam doesn't believe in mitoch, why did he stick that into the Parish of Mishnayos? Who asked you? What did you need that for?
So he was saying the same thing. He holds there's no hotzah, but he uses these words.
He holds there's
he's
no
hotzah. He's literally using the expression.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying mitoch. He's literally saying it.
Not like kimo mitoch. Kain mitoch. It's just like, it's incredibly frustrating to read this. Just for general knowledge of Psak, if you look at Source Tezai, and I brought you the Shulchan Aruch just to anchor us a little bit in like what Yom Tov actually looks like for us. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Mitoch Shutra Hotza Letzarech Achila Hutra Shalol Letzarech Kigon Katan Velula V'Sefer Tara V'Kalim. So he says you do Mitoch to allow Hotza'ah even Shalol Letzarech, meaning in Shalol Letzarech Ochon Nefesh, and the Rama writes, Hatzrichim Lo Ktas, like Tosfos. There has to be some level of tzarech. Osha misyere shama yignovu, sharab seda, fine. And the Mechaber writes, Abalaban mekiyot zibahen, oster, don't carry stones on Yom Tov. Okay. So I have my fourth question. So in order to answer everything, I want to go back to question 1. Why didn't we use mitoch for Bia Rishona? What was that about? So three approaches are brought in the Rishonim to try to answer that. And you see them in Tosin Suvos brings a couple of them. One of them I needed the Rosh before. Take a look at Source Yud Zayin. Tosfos asks, V'im tomar lidi de nami tikshi, v'chilo savar damrin and mitoch, ha-taima de beisel ha-chihu. Tosfos asks the question, why was it that we weren't willing to use mitoch in that discussion? Why did we dump that and go with ochel nefesh instead? So Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar, shahaya sover de taima de beisel ha-mishum de'ein eru v'hotzah. The answer, the first answer is, he believes that beisel rejects mitoch. Bezal doesn't do mitoch. Then why is it that he allows me to carry these things? Because he doesn't believe Hotzah is relevant. Why didn't Beis Hillel mention the rocks? I don't know. But Beis Hillel believes Hotzah is actually not usur on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel does not actually buy mitoch. And that's why we dump mitoch from our discussion in the Gemara. That's the first answer that he brings. The Rashba in Source Yud Ches, that brings that as his first answer as well. That's one answer. Answer number two. In Tosfos, va'od yesh lomar shayasover hutra shalo letzarech ubavad shei davar haragil. He only allows you to use mitoch for that which is a normal need, a common need. He's not willing to use that for mugmar because mugmar is not that common, and he's not willing to use that for bia rishona because bia rishona is unusual. It has to be a common need, what the Rashba calls in his second answer, tzarech matsui, like ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is a common need. Most people eat food on a daily basis. So too, mitoch will allow you, as long as there is a tzarech that is a common tzarech. Clear? That's the idea. I feel like I keep looking to my left, because that's where most of the people are. That's a second answer. And then you have a third answer, just in the Rashba. Tosfos does not bring this. And that is, inami lefi she'eno tzarech l'chol nefesh, dom yedo ochel nefesh. Because just like for ochel nefesh, we require that which is shava l'chol nefesh for everyone, so too, for mitoch, it has to be for a tzarech that is common for everybody. Clear? Yeah. The third answer of the Rashba is, just like ochel nefesh requires that it be tzorech l'chol nefesh, shava l'chol nefesh, so too mitoch requires that whatever your tzorech tzas is, it has to be shava l'chol nefesh. It has to be something that everybody needs. So now I have my last question, and I gave you the full list in Source Yud Tes. According to the second answer of Tosfos and the Rashba, and the Rashba's third answer, we require that the tzorech for mitoch, whatever tzorech tzas is, be like the tzorech of ochel nefesh. Either that it has to be something that is common, or that it has to be something that everybody needs. Why? Why should that be a requirement for mitoch? Now you know, because we're going to be blending mitoch and ochel nefesh. That's where all of this is going. So, all of this takes me to a thought from the Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov. The Kilas Yaakov has a separate question from the Shar HaMelech. Shar HaMelech is writing on the first parak in Hilchos Yom Tov. If you take a look at source Chav, the Rambam writes in the Perish of Mishnayos, Ubeis Hil Omrim Shezeh Shenemar L'chol Nefesh Kolel Kol Hanoz Haguf. The Rambam writes that when we say in that Mishnah, which we saw before about heating up water on Yom Tov and making the bonfire on Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel permits it, he says, you want to know why Beis Hillel permits it? Because when we say, Ach Asher Ye'achel L'chol Nefesh, to permit Ochel Nefesh, that includes Kol Hanoz Haguf. That includes all benefits of the body. That's what the Rambam wrote. All benefits of the body are fine. So the Shar HaMelech asks in Source Chaf Aleph, he says, that's neat. If that's true, then why did we need Mitoch at all? Why don't you just go straight from that to Bia and Mugmar? Kol Hanoz Haguf. Right? Once you're telling me that everything is fine under Ochel Nefesh, that's what you just said to me, Rambam. Kol Nefesh means Kol Hanoz Haguf. So the Shar HaMelech asks in Source Chaf Aleph, Midivei Rabbeinu Perish HaMishnah Nira, Disrelated Tamayu de Beis Hillel, Dechol Hanoz Guvarin Bechlal Ochel Nefesh. All benefits of the body are included in Ochel Nefesh. Lav Mishum Taima de Mitoch. There's no Mitoch needed. Ela Dekash Ela Zed, Demisugi de Berakamadik Suvos. Then look at our Gemara. Then why did our Gemara need to bring in mitoch? It's all ochel nefesh. Why did go back to our Gemara in source Aleph? Why did you throw in mitoch, Rav Papi? Right? My daitach mitoch shoter v'chabur letzarot v'nami shalatzach. Who needed mitoch? What is mitoch doing here? What is mitoch doing anywhere? Now it's worse, right? First, the Rambam used mitoch, but he didn't really mean mitoch, right? Now the Rambam just made everything ochel nefesh. Sorry? In this wording, in Perish and Mishnayos, Ubeis Hillel says that you can be Mechami the Madura. I mean, you can use the Madura, you can be Mechami Mayim.
So that's different.
Yeah, why?
That's an example of
Oh, that's true. No, it's true. Only Hana'os Haguf. That's true. But what other Tzarech Tzas are you going to define? Meaning, isn't what when you say mitoch needs a tzarach tzas, what tzarach tzas would there be that wouldn't be included in kol hana'os haguf?
Like taking
out a child or a person, like that's, I mean, what litayel is also tzarach hana'os haguf.
For the kid, even that place, so it's a different tzarach hana'os haguf.
All right, that's true. That's not. That's tzarach mitzvah. Mitzvah lava hana'os nenu. So maybe you could make that argument. But even still, the question remains, why did I need mitoch in ksuvos for mugmar, which is hana'as haguf, and bia rishona, which is hana'as haguf? Who needed?
Is that a question on the Rambam?
Why wouldn't it be? How will the Rambam explain our Gemara? Unless he's going to say, I disagree. So, the Kilas Yaakov brings this, and he quotes your Abelazar Metz, the Urayim. And he says, I'll tell you, the answer is what we've been leaning towards for the last, 45 minutes or so, which is, don't separate mitoch and ochel nefesh. He says, I'm jumping to the part I bolded in Chaf Beis. Perish, mitoch v'chulei, mitoch oso mikra atzmo shatalomed heter hanaz haguf, atalomed heter hanaz haneshama. The same pasuk that you use, ach asheya achel ochel nefesh, to permit the benefit of the body, you learn to permit the benefit of the neshama as well. De ach asheya yeachel lechol nefesh ksiv. Whatever is eaten by any nefesh. Perishayene lechol, it's great to be a rishon. Perishayene lechol nefesh. Kasher, perishayahane lechol nefesh. Kasher pirashti lemala besama. Vechol haguf nikres nefesh. Yeah, he did, actually. The part that before I bolded was good to read also. Hotanami shalot tzarach hanoas haguf, ach shiyeh lahanoas haneshama, b'mitzvah. Kidachsiv, shubi nafshi limnuchaychi, v'haysay nefesh adoni tzuror b'tzarachai, emes Hashem alokecha. Ochel nefesh does not mean eating. It means anything that your nefesh slash neshama, I don't know about ruach, benefit from. That's the urayim. He says, it's already included. That's the idea. Like Psachim Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says, and this is, I don't think this is the Yerayim speaking, I think this is Yaakov speaking at this point. In Soris Chav Gimel, the classic Gemara in the second parak in Psachim, that talks about Isuri Achila and Isuri Hana'a. So you know, we distinguish between where the Torah says, Lo Ye Achel, right? Lo socha, lo sochelu, lo sochlu, lo yeyachal, etc. Lo yeyachal doesn't just mean don't eat it, it also means iser hana, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Ach asher, then put it on the positive, asher yeyachal lochol nefesh doesn't just mean achila, it also means hana. That's the idea. And the Kilas Yaakov says, look at the Sefer HaChinuch in Source Chavdalit. V'chem asher amr zichonim levracha she'im b'chlal heter tzarchei ochal nefesh mashu achilu shesia levad, Ela af kol davar hatzarach lo adam lebo bayom. I didn't bold it, so it's easy to miss. Look at it again. He says, she'ein bechlal heter tzarchei ochal nefesh mashu achilo shesia levad. Ochal nefesh does not just mean whatever you eat and drink. Ela af kol davar hatzarach lo adam lebo bayom. But anything a person needs that day. Bein shu dvar mitzvah, kigon, dot. Bein she'eino dvar mitzvah, ela tzarchei guf lebo bayom, dot. Kol dvarim elu mutarin ubechlal heter da ochel nefesh ninhu. All of these are ochel nefesh. And now all our questions fall like dominoes. questions number 1 and 5, right? We didn't use mitoch to permit bia rishona because mitoch is really just ochel nefesh. So we're coming back to ochel nefesh with the requirement of tzarech tzas, right? That's why we didn't use it. We just jumped. Number 2, where does mitoch come from? It comes from ochel nefesh. I'm not sure Rashi agrees with that because Rashi is willing to apply it without any tzarech. Right? Rashi didn't need a tzarech for it. So that part I'm still stuck on. Question number 3, why does Tosfos require tzarech? Because ochel nefesh does. Question number 4, why does the Rambam use language of mitoch when discussing what he considers part of ochel nefesh? Because they all go together. They're all the same thing. So here's how we read our Gemara. We're in the middle of a discussion regarding Bia Rishona on Shabbos, right? And then we get flipped over to Yom Tov. And Rabbi Yehuda allowed Bia Rishona on Yom Tov, and he allowed on Shabbos also. Rav Papa quotes Rava to permit only Yom Tov, not Shabbos. Rav Papi asks Rav Papa, do you allow this on Yom Tov because you are using Ochel Nefesh to permit Chovel for this on Yom Tov? Just like we permit for Shechita, right? We permit Chabura, because of Ochel Nefesh. Would you do the same thing for Havara, for a Mugmar from Havara for cooking? Would Ochel Nefesh permit Mugmar, is really what he's asking? And his answer is, the expansion of Ochel Nefesh only applies to anything that is Shavah Ochel Nefesh. Right? Like Tosa said, like the Rashba said. Like Bia Rishona, or like the most common, you know, according to that other answer. Not like Mugmar. That's the way to read the sugya. Mitoch and Ochel Nefesh are two sides of the same coin. Or maybe even the same side of the same coin. Yeah.
As I say, the same side of the same coin.
Right. Right. So I don't know. That was, you know, drawing on this Kilas Yaakov to try to. Sorry?
For bringing the oil. Who's that?
So you'll, no, because you'll say it's for the sake of your neshama.
Yeah,
I mean, Tosfos seemed to say it's simcha. There is simchas yom tov. You know what it's like? It's like the classic Rambam, right? The Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halacha Yirches, says that if a person yom tov meal, but he doesn't invite in and take care of the ani, the yasam, the amana, and so on, that's not simchas yom tov, that's simchas kreso. Mm-hmm. So, similarly, if Hashem's shulchan is reik, right? So that's Simchas Kreso. That's not the Simchas Yom Tov. So maybe that's, you know, maybe that Tosfos is in line with that view of the Rambam there. I don't think he's bringing it under Ochel Nefesh. I think he's bringing it under Simcha. Yeah. I don't know. Yes, Moshe.
What's the expansion of Mitoch? Isn't it all Deraisa? Like,
yeah.
In the Torah, there's no Chiluk, so why are we pretending like there is? Like,
what do you mean?
The Torah,
well, since it's all under Ochel Nefesh, there does have to be a tzarech of ktsas to be like Ochel Nefesh. We require something. A tzarech that is common, a tzarech that...
I don't think it fits with the lashon of mitoch of etzarech, but that sounds like you're making it kula, because since the Torah allowed this, we're also going to allow things that aren't...
Right. I mean, that's a can of worms that opened the moment that Beis Hillel didn't include rocks in the Mishnah, was to say that even though mitoch says shalo letzarech, it doesn't really mean shalo letzarech. It means Stolat Zarech Ochel Nefesh.
I'm not focusing on the part that's excluded. I'm focusing, like, we're saying that we're adding something to the Torah's Kula.
Oh, so I don't think so. I think Mitoch is an insight into the Torah's Kula. I think Mitoch is an insight into it. I think Mitoch is a statement of when the Torah permitted Ochel Nefesh, it permitted things that are not Ochel Nefesh as well, as long as they resemble Ochel Nefesh in the sense that they're common and that they, or, you know, that they apply to everybody. That's the way I would read Mitoch. Mitoch is an explanation of Ochel Nefesh, not a modification of it. That's the way I would read it. So God willing, next week, we'll do Birkas Chasanim. I'm going to do the piece that I'd wanted to do at the end today, about the difference. Why is it that there are different rules for which marriages require 7 days of simcha and which ones require 7 days of sheva brachos? And then we're going to go further into the nature of requiring 10 for sheva brachos and all of that. So, you know, we've gone from Yoredeya into Arachayim and now we're going into Avonezer in this Shas Masechta. Thank you very, very much. Shkoyach. Have a good Shabbos.